Konisa, Rabbi Gibbs. Everyone always challenges me on this pronunciation.
Static feedback.
Static? Okay, let me reset it.
Feedback yet, right?
Sometimes we can just turn off and on. Gets better. Better now?
Yeah.
At least for a few minutes. All right, Parashas Vayigash, I want to talk about two topics. Topic number one is the Yaakov Avinu, he meets, it's interesting, like, it struck me, I watched yesterday the video of Rabashkin meeting his mother. You see that video?
Yeah.
Rabashkin, they have like, every woman has a smartphone, like 50 smartphones, and they show all the different angles. It's very emotional. She hasn't seen him probably in 8 years, at least 8 years. Did she visit him in jail? She did the mother? It's not so simple, whatever. But without any event, so this week is a very emotional parasha, where Yaakov Avinu, he meets his father. And Yaakov Avinu, Yosef meets his son Yosef. Yosef sees his father, they embrace. Yaakov Avinu is reciting Kriya Shema. Yosef, he kisses him. Okay? And Reois Panecha Loi. Filolti. I never imagined I would see your face again. So in Shulchan Aruch it is recorded that when a person sees his friend, if you have not seen your friend in more than 30 days, you are required, according to Halacha, to make a bracha, Shechianu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. Isn't that amazing? Essentially, nowhere in the Medrash does it say that Yaakov Avinu made a bracha when he saw Yosef. Doesn't say that. Does not say that he made the bracha.
Either one could have.
What? Yosef also. Either one. Doesn't say that anywhere. But in Shulchan Aruch, it's a Shulchan Aruch. The source of the Gemara. Let me read the Gemara. Let me read the Shulchan Aruch. In Gemara it says, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Haroya es Chaveroi, Li'achar Shloishim Yoim Oimer, Baruch, Shechianu, Vikimanu, Vigiyanu, Lazman Hazeh, which the Gemara means with Shema Malchus. And if you don't see your friend more than 12 months, the achash name Osir Chodesh Omer Baruch Nechayei HaMeisim. Shema Malchus. And this is recorded in Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Taisris makes one condition. Before we get to Shulchan Aruch, Taisris on the page, Masech the Barachas, everyone knows Masech the Barachas, Saftan Ches, says the Omeri Davka Chaveroi HaChaviv Olav. You have to really love this person. Aval b'inyan acher lo. If you see a person you've not seen in 30 days and you don't have any special love, he's not chaviv, then you don't make the bracha. There has to be a degree of chavivus. The Torah does not, when the Torah paskins the halacha, he adds more than what it says in the Gemara, inflation. He says, v'loshan ha-Torah sim d'resh chafei v'somach me'oid bir yasa. The Gemara says chaviv olav. Very fascinating how the Torah fataych is that you chavivos means, what's chavivos? It's very hard to translate. Chavivos, precious. What does precious mean? The Torah tells us preciousness means simcha. What kind of simcha? Somach me'oid. A great joy. Now, was in Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch and Archaim, Sim Reish Chaf Hei. Haroyes Chaver Alacha Shleishim Yoim Oimer Shechianu, Yacha Yud Beis Chodesh Mevorech Mechaye Mesim, and the Mechaber, he quotes both the Gemara and the Torah, and then he quotes the Taisis. Taisis is perish in the Gemara, and the Torah. Vu Shechaviv Olav Harbe, that's not what it says in the Re. The Taisis says his Chaviv. Shulchan Aruch adds the Chavivos has to be Harbe, and then he quotes the Torah, who says V'somach, but does not say the word Me'od. V'somach B'riyasa. This is a classic example of how you see Halacha evolves over generations, and as each generation goes on, each Tkufa, everyone has a different spin, and they change what the Halacha is. It's a really great example to use to study halacha, how halacha evolves. The Gemara says, as a matter of fact, you don't see a person after 30 days, you make a bracha. The Gemara does not talk about emotion. There's no emotion. It's like very bland, very, very raw. I didn't see you, my arch enemy. I didn't see you in 30 days. Oi, Gewalt, I see you here new. I've lived to see this day, to see my enemy walk in the street. Along comes the Rii, the Baalei Taisis. How many years after did the Baalei Taisis live? From the time of Ravina and Rashi. So how many years we're dealing with at least 500, maybe more, maybe even 1,000, who knows, whatever it is, 600, 700 years. No, the tradition is when it says you see your friend, it means you're happy to see him. How happy? Doesn't say, just happy to see him. Along comes the tour. It doesn't say happy, it says chaviv. Chaviv, what does chaviv mean? I don't know chaviv. Along comes the tour, another 200-300 years later, whatever it is, and he says, no, it means happy, chaviv means you have somach ne'oid, a lot of simcha. And then go down another generation, the Shulchan Aruch, he says two things. Chaviv, it has to be chaviv me'oid. He takes the words of the Rii, Taisis, and he adds the word me'oid. And then in addition, it has to be simcha, but he does not say simcha me'oid. This is very, very bizarre. It's really, really very, very challenging to understand how, what exactly, why did they write these words? They didn't write just, you know, they had kavana. When the Baalei Halacha wrote words, they were very precise in what they meant, and it's not all clear exactly what, why, what they meant when they changed the nusach of the Gemara. When you learn the Gemara at face value, you would say, you see someone, you have an obligation, well, you do a mitzvah, you have to be happy with the mitzvah. You put on tefillin. I'm in a bad mood today. Okay, things is not going my way. There are a lot of problems. You put on tefillin. Am I happy? I'm not in a good mood. Do you make a bracha? I'm not going to make a bracha. I will make a bracha. You have to be happy when you wear tefillin? You have to be happy? Doesn't say. You make a bracha.
You don't think that's what the Gemara meant? All these feelings of happiness and everything? You think the Gemara really meant that if you see your enemy, you're supposed to make a bracha?
Maybe.
After 30 days?
So that's why we need Rishonim. That's why we need Rishonim to tell us what the Gemara means.
So obviously
the Baalei Taisis says this, so obviously the Rii saying this, it must be that maybe there's another Rishon that says not like this. Because that's not the simple reading of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say he's coming to inject into the Gemara Perish, which is his tradition, obviously, that's what it means. And the Shulchan Aruch is accepting his interpretation to be correct.
There would seem to be a spectrum, a happiness spectrum, if you will, and in which they seem to disagree.
Who says in happiness altogether? Halacha l'maisa,
well, that would be the zero end of the scale.
Halacha l'maisa, do you ever see in your lifetime someone do this? Do you ever see someone do this?
If somebody would do now on the street, he's joking.
Right, you make what songs? Are you so happy to see me?
Making fun of you.
Making fun of me. To make most of all, did you ever see? We never saw someone do this.
What?
Same with Chaim Eis. You saw someone?
All the time.
Where? Who? Tell us.
He's at the cemetery.
What? He's what?
The cemetery. I don't see you for a year. I'm all excited, and I say,
okay, so we don't see. So the Poskim, the Piskei Tshuvos, in the Piskei Tshuvos. He writes, Shezeh kama shonim she'ein oyhagim levorich bracha zo. And the Piskei Tshuvos is a modern sefer. He writes, he cites a long collection of sources why we don't do this. And the common denominator, I'm just going to throw it very quickly, this is the common denominator why we don't do this, the different reasons why we don't do this. First of all, is today, can you really say that you have simcha when you see another person? So when it comes to children, you probably can't say it. When it comes to a child, let's put aside children and parents. Let's talk about friends, chaverim. Can a person really say today, deep down in his heart, you're really happy to see another person you have not seen in 30 days? That you're happy to see a person you have not seen in 12 months?
You had a close friend in school and you haven't seen in 10 years. I mean,
maybe, okay, yes, maybe, I but mean, but more or less, more I mean, or less, if you're not in touch, life is filled with problems. Already from the time, from already hundreds of years of gullus and persecution, pogroms, holocaust, and difficulties in Parnassa, it seems that this halacha, we are not in a frame of mind where we can really truly say to ourselves that we have true simcha when we see our chaverim. And then, okay, that's the basic point. Then we'll go to many levels. And let's go further. What's going to happen? Let's say, Taka, you do have a friend you're very happy to see. You see two people together. You go on vacation, you go summer, you go to Grand Canyon, and then you see two people you have not seen in 20 years. So one person, I'm really happy to see this person. And the other person, you ruined my day. So what are you going to do? To him, you're going to make a Tchias HaMeisim, and the other one, you're not going to get Tchias HaMeisim, and they're sitting and they're at each other.
But who says that he has to be, everyone has to get a bracha?
Oh, so he's saying one from one, you make one bracha, is enough for everyone. That's also another dilemma that we have to visit on. Every single person who's in one, you can make one bracha, and it goes for everyone. You go to a class reunion, you can make one bracha, and it goes for everyone. That's one dilemma. Some people can say, no, it's not a chayva on you, it's each person. Chalukos, it's like in the laws Daf Yomi now. Shavuos, each one zu. Some hold that the bracha is chal in every single person. You go to a class reunion, you have not seen people there for 50 years, and you have there 20 people. You are going to have to make 20 times the bracha to chias hameis according to some paiskim.
So,
but what's good? What's the problem? The problem is for some people, according to Shulchan Aruch, there's a condition. You have to have simcha when it comes to chias hameis. You have to have simcha. Also, it says. You have to have simcha. Do you really have simcha? Why should I be told you in simcha? That's also very curious. When it comes to Shechianu, I understand. Shechianu generally is a bracha that we associate with simcha. Not always. You make a bracha Shechianu, it's Yom Tov, whether you're happy or not. Maybe you mechuyiv to be b'sameach. But Tchias HaMeisim, whoever said Tchias HaMeisim depends on simcha.
You have to mean it.
Yeah. But whoever said Tchias HaMeisim has to do with simcha. It's a very chiddush.
You really want to see this guy.
But that's a condition in the bracha. To make the other b'shachiyanu, you don't have to be happy. It's Yom Tov. I'm not in a good mood. Doesn't matter. You make kiddush, you make a shachiyanu, whether you like it or not. When it comes to this shachiyanu, you have to only be happy. Chavla b'yoyser, samech b'yoyser, tchias hameisim. Why is tchias hameisim totally in simcha? I can maybe understand why shachiyanu is totally in simcha, but why is tchias hameisim? It's not clear. I'm just throwing out different ideas. Is it machlokes lapoiskim? Is it on the person? Is it on you? Is it on the chefsa, the gavra, or the chefsa? In this instance, your friend is the chefsa. If it's on you, the simcha is for you. One shechianu will patter everyone in the room, in the class reunion. But if it's on the chefsa, every person is another object. I have to make 20 shechianus in every single person. So machlokes. Let's say it's on the chefsa. For you, I'm happy to see, and you, I'm not happy to see. That's a recipe for disaster. That's a churban when you're going to start the friendship between people that you like, people you do not like. That is not what Chazal had in mind. So that's one reason why Chazal. That's why it's become the custom. Two reasons. Number one is who says that you can really say about your fellow friend that you're happy to see. Number two. If once you're going to start making the rest, these brachas, you're going to make the brachas for one, not for another. Word's going to get out. Who did he make the bracha for? Who did not make the bracha for? That's going to lead to a lot of sinas chinam, and therefore that's another reason why, for some reason, we don't make these brachas. Now here's another reason, which is a very powerful reason. This reason is given the modern place. Who actually says this? Maybe who says this is that the only time you make this bracha is when you are in a different city. In other words, what does that mean? In other words, I have not seen you for 30 days because you were overseas. You were in another country. You were somewhere else. Now, you come back. Now I see you. Now you make the bracha. But if he's across the street, he lives next door, my next door neighbor. I haven't seen some of the people, my neighbors, in years. I don't know where they are.
Winter.
What?
During the winter time, you'll see your neighbors.
I haven't seen people for a very long time. So then, do I make a bracha? Do I make a bracha shechianu? So the pious say no. There's another unwritten condition that it doesn't say in the Rishonim, doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch on the Torah, and the Achronim inject this into the Shulchan Aruch. There's another condition. He has to be chutz le'ir. But if he's b'soicho ir, you don't make the bracha. Just explain why. Seemingly, the reason why is that goes to show. You don't really like him. If you have such simcha seeing him after 30 days, you would have went to see him, you would have sought him out within 30 days.
Yeah, but
Or, that's one time, or it's not such a simcha, even if you really, really, you're very busy, okay, you're a busy, busy person, I just really didn't have a chance to see him. But it's not such a simcha because of psychology, because in my mind, if I wanted to see him, I could have seen him. I have no one to blame but myself. No one was holding me back from going to see the person. If he was chutz le'ir, I can stand on my head. I'm not going to be able to see him. It was beyond my power. Now he comes back, and now I'm happy. Oh, I could not do this, and I could not do this. I may have wanted to, and even if I didn't want to, I could not. That is colder wills. Something that's beyond your control, and now comes to you. That is something which truly brings simcha. Then you make the bracha. Now
it
these
has to do with communication and travel. The old days.
Excellent. Another issue. Let's go back into ancient times. Let's go back now into ancient times.
You really didn't see a person. Yeah.
The person is chutz le'ir, but he sends you a letter. Within 12 months, he gets a letter.
Or emails.
Oh, no. Emails, modern times. Let's talk about ancient times. Okay, you get a letter. The guy's alive.
It could take a year.
So let's say you get the letter just within 1 year, and then you see him a few months later. Can you make the bracha? L'charinat. That's another, it doesn't say that in the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch, the moment of seeing. Another unwritten condition, the Mefarshim want to say is, it's because it is a complete cutoff. But if you had communication, that takes away from the simcha you're going to experience when you see him. Yeah, I see you now. I haven't seen you but I talked to you on the phone every 2 weeks.
Talking like seeing.
Exactly. Well, that's the question. It's not exactly the same, but it takes away from the simcha when you actually see the person. Now, with all that being said, today we live in the global village. And just because the person's on the other end of the world,
Skype.
So you can email him, you can call him. Today we live, in this respect, one big city. So, first of all, communication. We know what's going on. We know. Also, the question: Tchis Amesim is he's still alive? Who knows? Maybe he's not alive. That's Pashat. If today, due to communication, you would have found out about it. If something happened, or if you want, you can communicate with him. There's no one holding you back, and you can go and you can see. And if you want, you get on a plane. It's a different world. The modern world has taken away from us the ability, to some degree, to be mekayim this halacha.
The same applies. The best to visit when somebody says Shiva in person, but you can call him.
So that's a bidiyah. Yeah, you can call them. There's no question. It's not the same, of course, but it's better than nothing. I'm being back a chayla. You can't go visit the person. You go, you call them up. It's also a degree. It's not 100%, but it's definitely a degree of fulfillment.
So this makes a
point. Right, exactly. So it takes away from us the ability today. So these are some of the reasons why Mizman is that we don't do this. We don't have simcha. Number two, we don't want to differentiate between one person and another person. Number three, he has to be chutzliya. We live in a global village, so no one's today called chutzliya. Number four, there has to be no communication whatsoever. There is communication today. We do know about what's going on here and there. So it's not all the conditions do not apply. There's also another interesting condition. Okay, there's another interesting dilemma. What about a person you've never seen? I know about him. I've heard about him. Let's say a grandparent. Okay, grandparent lives in America and they have children living in Eretz Yisrael. And they have grandchildren are born and they can't go to Eretz Yisrael. They can't go because whatever, they're not well. They're not physically fit to travel to Eretz Yisrael. And the children, they can't come to America, whatever the reasons are. And finally, the baby's 5 years old, the child's five, finally, the first time, the grandparents, they go to Eretz Yisrael. You've never seen the person. And now, for the first time, you're seeing the person who you know about. Can you make the bracha? So this is another very big dilemma in the Shaila. Some say no. The bracha is only made, is another unwritten condition in the bracha. The bracha is only made on a person that once upon a time you saw. I've seen you, and now I don't. Hide and seek. I see you, now you go away, and now you come back. That is true simcha. If you never saw the person your whole life, I know about them. I'm aware they exist. I want to communicate with them. And for the first time you see, that is not what Chazal had in mind. It has to be a return. Now in history, there are a lot of different stories about people who did this halacha. First of all, when it comes to children, then it appears that there's much more grounds for leniency. Because children, you do truly have simcha when you see them. So, and also there's no problem of differentiating between one and another, because it's not a friend, a child is... And so we do find different gedolim that did make a bracha. We find different gedolim that did not. Today doesn't really exist because of the modern world. You have email and you have technology, but not so long ago, people did not see their children for long periods of time, and when they saw their children, they didn't, Gedolei Yisrael didn't make a bracha. They made a bracha, Shachinu Tchias HaMesim. There's a very famous story, actually, I read this story about the Munkach Rebbe. He went to visit the Mekubal, the Marsha Al-Pandri. There's a book. I actually even translated it. I read it. I have it home somewhere. It was very good. It's a short little book.
You're referring to the Minchas Elazar, right?
Yeah. The Minchas Elazar. Right. I don't know why. To me, the whole thing was so bizarre that he had this need to see this Mekubal. This very holy Mekubal in Eretz Yisrael.
For years he was asking permission to go.
Communicating. Don't go.
The, when he went, he was on his Levaya.
No, he actually so he did see him.
He saw him during his being in Israel.
While he was there, he died. Okay, I don't know. I read this one many, many years ago. So it's a very interesting story. It was very, very bizarre. Whatever the story is, the whole thing was mess. But when he met him, he made the bracha shachianu. He made the bracha. He never saw him. But when he met him the very first time, so over here in the Sefer, he challenges this halacha. His other stories like this, we do find Gedolei Yisrael, the first time they saw someone that they knew about, they heard about, they knew about, and they yearned to meet, they made the Shechayanu, even though the Paiskim and Shulchan Aruch seem to indicate that you only make the Bracha Shechayanu when you met the person, and then there's been an absence, and then you meet them again. So you see, it's not exactly so simple. Over here at the end, he concludes with something very cute. He writes over here, and he says, we all taught as children that when you do a mitzvah, you create a malach. Every time you do a mitzvah, you create a malach. Right? They teach us to children. A good malach. You do not very create a bad malach. What does this mean? I have no idea. But he writes over here something very, very interesting from the Eish Shel Avram. From the Eish Shel Avram, the Buchach. How do you pronounce it? Mr.
Buchach.
He knew him very well. He always used to correct me. Name Mr. Glatter, Chech. So he says something. He quotes b'shem harav hakadosh b'shmelka. He says this. Now I don't know if this means. I thought he meant when you do. I thought he said it doesn't say. I'll tell you what I thought he said. It doesn't say. And I'll tell you what he does says. When you do a mitzvah, you create a malach. What's the life expectancy of that malach? Human beings can go for 120 years. When you do a malach, how long does the malach last for? Right, he's your advocate. So he says 12 months. Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought he said. But he doesn't really say. He says that when you see your friend only when it comes to, I read the words shemikol riya v'dibur shebein chaverim nivra malach. Every time you communicate with your chaverim, you see your friend and you talk to them, and there's goodwill generated between you and your friend, you create a malach. That's what it says. How long does that malach last? 12 months. Doesn't say when you do a mitzvah, when you learn a piece of Gemara, when you do chesed, doesn't say. But this it says, 12 months. V'oysei malach ein l'chiyas rak yud beis chodesh. Therefore, l'chei mevarach, and therefore, when you see a friend after 12 months, so the malach is, after 12 months, the malach is gone. The malach is gone. Now when you see him, a new malach. And that new malach is a gilgal of the old malach. So it's nechaye hamesim. That's the pshat in the bracha. Now is this bizarre or what? Ulechein mevorchem ach nechaye mesim kevan sheshuv nischadesh oisechias. And this is beautiful what he says now. This is the pshat in the pasuk. Everyone knows in parshas. Parshas Vayera, Elov Hashem Meiloni Mamre Lu Yoyeshev Pesach Al Kachayim Hayoyim. And what's the end of the pasuk? Sarah laughs. The Malach says you can have a child. Vatitzchak Sada Dikirbal Lemar Achane Veloisi Hoisli Ednav Adoni Zokain. The Malach says, what was there? Why is Sarah laughing? Shoiv Oshuv Eilecha Koes Chaya. I'm going to come back in my own lifetime, the Malach says. The Malach over here, his life expectancy is only 12 months. That's what he says over here. The Malachim only have a short life expectancy, 12 months. So I'm going to come back with any shoiv. We always fatay shoiv, ashuv lecho eis chayah, in a time of life. when the baby is born. What does that mean? It's a hard word to especially translate. He teaches shoiv or shuv elecha ko'es during a time chaya my life malach, because my life expectancy is only 12 months. V'haynu she'eye kan od kum yud beis chodesh be'esh adayin chaya am alive. Haynu chiyu shel hach dibur, I'm communicating with you. And through a communication that gives creates a malach of 12 months. I'll be back with once before I go, I'll come back to greet you. That's how you touch the pasuk. Now there's another, the more posher reason why you say after 12 months, and this is, it's hard to understand this, is that is because every single, when a person in Rosh Hashanah, is a Yom HaDin. On Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin, how long will a person live on Rosh Hashanah? We always assume innocent until proven guilty. A person comes into this world, he has 120 years. He has to mess up somewhere in order that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur it should be come to an end. It's not the pshat. When a person comes into this world, he's only given 1 year to live. And every year on Rosh Hashanah, the lease is up for renewal. So life comes to an end on Rosh Hashanah. So when you see your friend, you don't know, you're only going to see him, that's it. His life expectancy is like your life expectancy to the end of the year. If you see him next year, that means Hashem has renewed his life. So therefore, indeed, Techiyas HaMeisim, you make the bracha, Mechaya HaMeisim, because I saw you, and when I saw you, your life expectancy was only to go until the Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaDin, and now it's after Rosh Hashanah, your life has been renewed, so I'm saying Techiyas HaMeisim. The difficulty with that interpretation is that if you see your friend Erev Rosh Hashanah, and you daven in a different shul, I daven in the Yongizil of Midland, and he davens in the Yongizil of Flapush, and I see him the day after Rosh Hashanah, I should make a Techiyas HaMeisim. Why wait 12 months? Once you don't see your friend and you pass over Rosh Hashanah, you should already make Techiyas HaMeisim.
No, but his din could be, you know, later what? In the year. The din could be later in the year.
So no, but he's saying the Toshad is, it goes Basar Rosh Hashanah. Basar Rosh Hashanah. So obviously what it means is that you have a balance. Is that it's there's truth to this idea, but this idea is only expressed in Halacha if 12 months have passed. You don't just go through the breakpoint of Rosh Hashanah. Okay. We don't have time for the other idea. Let me see if there's something left out over here.
I'm sure with how would survive and say they would mamash have to say this bracha.
So Yitaka brings down a story from the Kloisenberg. The Kloisenberg Rebbe, that the Holocaust, very, 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 very frightening story. The Kloisenberg Rebbe in the Holocaust, he really believed the whole Klal Yisrael was wiped out. The horrors that he went through, when he came out, when he was liberated, he thought there was no one left. He thought the mamash. And then he went, I don't know, it doesn't say the details, and they took him from place to place, and he met another person. So he made on them Techiyas HaMeisim, I don't know which bracha I have to see over here. He made on them, every person he met, he made either Shechiyanu or Techiyas HaMeisim, because
you assume they were dead.
Yeah. I think, what did the survivors think? People who were liberated, what did they think who was left? What was their mind?
Because Klaus Rosenblatt was not in the concentration camp. He was in the regular prisons with the POWs.
Yeah.
So they kept him separate from Jews.
They kept him totally separate. He didn't know.
He was liberated. Uh-huh. That's he saw other Jews.
But other people in the concentration camps, they had knowledge of what was going on outside
at
the world.
Least,
they did know. But it seems to some people like him, they really thought that the world came to an end. And when they saw someone, they knew these are halachic people, tzaddikim, they made these brachas multiple times. It was a very great simcha that there are survivors, that Klal Yisrael is still here. So it's not a bracha that you take very lightly. All right, this is pretty much the topic of the bracha of Yaakov Avinu, and we should be zeichet to have a lot of simcha. What can I say?
Anyone?